Nobody's heard from her. Nobody's seen her. I haven't got no call. Please, let's get this going. I mean, if it was one of yours, wouldn't you be at it?
You're listening to the Central Valley TV podcast. I'm Gabby Moreau.
On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the warehouse fire that happened in Modesto and the man that's searching for his girlfriend he believes is deceased inside the rubble. Let's go back and think about that fire that we went and covered. What do you remember from that fire?
Well, that fire was definitely a big fire. I know that it was a several alarm fire. I don't remember exactly how many alarms it was. Five alarms. So that five alarm fire definitely brought in a lot of firefighters, and even some resources were actually stopped from the city, where different cities had to come in and help the city of Modesto.
Do you remember, like, driving there and when we got on scene, like, what it looked like versus how large that fire grew? What do you remember about that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Arriving there was definitely a lot of smoke, but then as time went on, it grew. And it went from smoke to definitely big flames to the roof falling apart, the entire building almost falling apart. And that lasted almost the entire night, even up to the next day. Going by there the next morning, firefighters were still there. It was still smoking.
What do you remember, like, just from the intensity of the flames and just kind of covering this fire and walking around that scene? And what did you observe? And then what was that environment like for you?
It was hot. Those flames were definitely hot. I remember standing there and feeling the heat to my arms. I could even touch my arms and even feel as if the hairs on my arm were burning off because of how hot it was right there.
Just as far as, you know, I guess like fire crews working, you know, just people watching, and what else did you notice about that night? You know, just a lot of crews, people walking around and taking pictures. What do you remember?
Yeah, definitely brought a lot of attention, and you could see the firefighters working very hard to try and stop that fire. They definitely were not stopping, and they had a plan. They knew exactly what they were doing, from cutting certain areas out just to get into that building and stopping the fire from moving on to other buildings or from getting any bigger.
Do you remember the guy on the ladder truck?
Well, that was scary. I just remember looking up and seeing him just holding that hose and pouring that water down onto the building. I was scared for him. I mean, I was standing I don't know how far I was, but it wasn't super close. And I was burning up, so I could imagine how much he was burning up. And he was super high up there. If something were to go wrong, I don't want to think about it. But yeah.
It almost looked like the flames at one point were like gonna overtake him. Yeah. And like the smoke was like going up there. Yeah. You know, kind of like clouding him out a little bit. So that was kind of tense, I guess.
Yeah, that definitely shows that they were working as hard as they could just to stop that fire, because he was up there risking his own life just to stop this. And this is probably one of the biggest fires that I've seen in a while. Probably the biggest fire that I've seen ever, that I've ever covered, the longest lasting fire of just the building. I know I've gone to wildfires, but just the building, and for it to still be smoking the next day, even several days, and to have crews there for that long, that's something I'll never forget.
So I think it was Monday we started getting messages about the possibility of this woman being missing in relation to this fire. Turns out we got to talk to this man who is the boyfriend of this woman yesterday. His name's Dan Pettinger. And he believes his girlfriend was in the building. She hasn't been heard from since the night of the fire.
I'm trying to put out the word to keep the investigators, rescue workers, to try to get Karina out of this building. Nobody's heard from her. Nobody's seen her. I haven't got no call.
And you truly believe she's still here?
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't have any doubt. I would like to think, you know, there's a possibility because they didn't find her from their search yesterday, they told me, but I wasn't here. I don't know how, you know, there's still some places they said that the dogs wouldn't be able to detect any remains or anything.
Let's talk a little bit about this guy. We just kind of happened to run into him by chance. His girlfriend's name is Karina Hickman. She's 49. Let's talk about how we ran into him. Like, we went looking for him. Originally, the first phone number that we had that we thought was his was the wrong number. How did we run into him?
Yeah, so we actually found his phone number on some posters that he had gone around and put in the area where the fire happened. And we called that number, and right away he answered. And we asked if we could talk to him, and he said yes. And we showed up to the area, and he was right there. So as we talked to him, he told us that he believes his girlfriend is in that building because he hasn't heard from her since that fire and that he has been looking for her. He also mentioned that she has not picked up her checks. She has not called him back, which is something that really tells him that she probably is in that building.
What did you note about this guy? Like, you know, his desperation or his attitude? Like, what do you think? What do you think he's going through?
You know, it shows that he cares for this woman. It shows that he wants to find this woman. And it also shows that he has already accepted that she probably is in this building, but now he just wants to find her. He wants to recover what's left of her because he cares for her. And I stand with him. I would be doing the exact same thing if I were him.
So we got some audio, some of his interview. Why don't we take a listen to that?
Yeah, I feel like I'd be doing her a disservice if I left and not found her. I believe she would stay here and do whatever she could to find me. They should still be out here working. I mean, still be out doing this. I heard whoever owns the building, I mean, they have to get a contract with people. I mean, well, let's get it on. I mean, let's get some bidders or whatever. I don't know what the process is, but I know that that's what they're waiting on, whoever owns the building. I mean, if they hear me or hear somebody in any way, I mean, please, let's get this going. I mean, if it was one of yours, wouldn't you be at it, you know?
And she hasn't collected her financials?
No. She would have at least contacted them or tried to get her money if she was, you know, in the wrong somewhere. I mean, she's not in the wrong. She's an innocent, you know. She's my Karina, you know.
So if anybody has any information regarding this lady, there's been a couple of sightings of a woman that people believe is her. But the best phone number to call is the Modesto Police Department.
Just any information that you might have, anything that could help this case out. If you believe you have seen her or know of her, heard anything that can help out this case, contact the Modesto Police Department so that they can get this going.
Or even Crime Stoppers, and you can remain anonymous. That phone number is 209-521-4636. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Gabby Murrell.
We'll see you next time.